fired to the Führer. Reichstag is present singing the German national anthem. Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. This will be followed by the Horst Wessel song.
Adolf Hitler was the most powerful and cruel ruler of any nation in modern history. It was he who set the standards for German art, medicine, music, literature, and just about every phase of life for the German people. He established the educational and economic policies. He and he alone determined the foreign policy of Germany, a policy that would strike terror in the hearts of people everywhere. At his command, thousands of young soldiers died in hopeless battle. His will was the law of the land. For over a decade, he was the arbiter of the fate of nations and the peace of the world. This bizarre, weird little man who looked so commonplace and vulnerable strode Europe like a colossus. However, he was never graduated from high school. At first glance, the problem of Adolf Hitler and the founding of Nazi Germany seems to be quite simple. Hitler apparently is one more example of those strong men on horseback who, like Caesar and Napoleon, ride across the stage of history and establish authoritarian governments during periods of chaos and confusion. But in the case of Hitler, this easy explanation will not do. Hitler did not look like a heroic leader. He looked like an apprentice waiter in a second-rate cafe. And although the German leader was fascinated by horses, he was deathly afraid of them. More important, the Nazi dictatorship was not merely another form of authoritarian government. It was organized barbarism. Hitler probably would have liked this characterization. Shortly after coming to power, he said, "They regard me as an uneducated barbarian. Yes, we are barbarians. We want to be barbarians. It is an honorable title." This is Retrospect, a Jerry Wilkinson production, presenting outstanding radio documentaries on important topics of our time. This week, World War II, Episode 1, A Quick History of Aggression. And now here's your host, Bruce Smallwood.